All right, Nicole is being buzzed, but she is not answering.
Buzz Nicole.
That could
permission,
mean.
Permission to buzz.
No, Maverick. You can't buzz Nicole.
I got to stop before I said all
the yeah, all right. Hello, Nicole Spagnolo. What's going on? How are you?
Just crazy morning.
Yeah? You got a lot going on?
Oh, you know.
Getting ready to go to Dragon
when
Con.
When doesn't she have a lot going on?
Yeah, she always does.
Oh, Dragon Con.
Yeah, that's right. You gotta,
oh, that's
you,
right.
That's right. You got to go. You got to go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's been crazy.
See, that so. Stress that you're feeling right now? That's why I don't go to Dragon Con anymore.
No, part of the reason is that Nicole is one of the heads in charge of the podcasting stuff. And yep. I have to imagine that's a bunch of extra stuff and pain in the butt and work and all that.
Last minute changes.
Yeah.
And people forgetting to register and trying to get in and
yep.
Making my life hell, people.
That's right. That's why I don't want to do any of the planning bits for anything ever.
Why Vertacular is just so great. I'm like, oh, this is, what so, are you talking about? This is not work.
It's so easy.
Yeah, exactly. You can sit back and, you know, set up a
chill
couple
out,
things.
Have fun, and manage a couple of deals, but no big deal. Yeah. We're the standard by which all cons should master themselves. Or I'm just being cocky. Hey, Nicole, it's good to have you on the show.
How's I'm cosplaying this year, too.
Yeah, good. We were watching.
I
so,
saw that.
So what do you want to do? You have any words for Daryl who hates Rob's Burgers? Do you have anything you want to say to him on the air?
Shut up, Daryl.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. Last night, my wife and I are watching an episode.
I love it. It's my favorite
my
show.
Wife laughs her head off, something Gene said. It was the, you know what, it was the food truck episode again.
All the subtle things that Gene says.
It really is, yeah.
And she said, he said something really funny. She laughed. And then she looks over at me and she goes, did you tell me Daryl doesn't like this show? I said, yeah. And she goes, what is wrong with him? She says. And Kim never says things like that. So even she's nonplussed at his dislike for the show. It's really weird. Anyway, it's a fantastic show. Listen to
it.
Watch it.
It's a very, I mean, it seems like it wouldn't be smart because it's a cartoon, but it's a very smart,
very
funny
smart,
show.
Very smart, very endearing. Very funny. Mm-hmm. Very good. I like it. All right, Nicole, let's get to the recommendals of the day. That's what you do on Wednesdays. You come on, you recommend stuff, streaming stuff, cool stuff. I have no idea what today's theme is, so lay it on us.
Well, I had a little help with today's theme. A little birdie told me that today was episode 666.
Yeah, that's devil right. Movies, baby. Woo!
So I thought, let's make today's theme the devil.
Okay, sweet. I like it.
I'm doing devil horns right now.
That. Which there are a lot of movies. Mm-hmm. I had a lot to pick from. One that I think we'll just start off with is the 2010 film Devil.
No, I am unfamiliar with
Shyamalan.
Devil.
That's the funny thing. So Shyamalan one or whatever.
yeah, Shyamalama one. That's it.
You know, this is later after he's had a few duds. So I kind of ignored this movie when it came out.
Yeah.
And I caught it on HBO, just kind of randomly watching it. And it's streaming on Netflix. This is the only where you can this is the only place you can stream it.
Yeah.
And it's about a detective. There's five people stuck in an elevator, and a detective is trying to save them because one of them is the devil. So it's kind of a mystery, and you think, okay, there's only five people. You probably will guess who it is. I had no idea. Like, it was a surprisingly it surprised me. So
yeah, it's a very creative twist or very clever. Definitely one of his better movies after The Sixth Sense.
So
and
he did he direct this or no?
John Dowell.
Yeah, Don Eric Dowell, co-written by Brian Nelson and M. Night Shyamalan.
Yeah, so he co-wrote it. So maybe that's why I liked it. Mm-hmm.
And are these actors we know? Are these people we're familiar with?
Like, there's nobody here that I remember being really recognizable.
Yeah,
maybe
I
like
recognized faces, like notable
character
actors.
Actor.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Hmm.
But nothing that I was like, oh, that's so and so. But it surprised me, and if you kind of pushed that away like I did, go watch it on Netflix. It will surprise you.
Is it good, or is it just a good surprise? Like, you, even if you knew
I think
the surprise,
it's suspenseful all the way through. Yeah. I think I enjoyed it.
I did too. Surprising, right. And it might be one of those situations where my expectations were like way, way low, and that's probably why I liked it. Maybe had I seen it in the theater with the higher expectations of like The Sixth Sense,
right?
You know, it all depends on how you approach a movie in a lot of cases. I know that's how I am.
Right.
But streaming Netflix, totally worth a watch.
Okay.
Try it.
Okay. I will try it, and I might like it, Mikey.
As Broby says.
Yeah. Nice. Cool. All right. Well, there's our first Devil movie that's literally called Devil.
Literally called Devil.
Yeah.
The next one is a documentary.
Oh.
And you might have seen this. I watched it a while back. It is the 2006 documentary, The Devil and Daniel Johnston.
No.
This was streaming on Netflix for a very, very long time. That's actually how I originally watched it. It's streaming on Crackle right now. So you might have to sit through some...
Daniel Johnston from Love and Rocket. Am I thinking of the right guy? Love and Rocket, Bauhaus?
He's a songwriter. And I'm surprised you haven't seen this.
No. I've never even heard of this. Who am I thinking of? Daniel Johnston. The guy from Bauhaus and... Oh, no, that's Daniel Ash. That's who I'm thinking of.
Mm.
But he collects everything. He makes these mixtapes and very kind of brilliant, but tortured. And he got a lot of popularity early on. And then it's just kind of his story. It's something that, Brian, I think you would really enjoy because, I mean, of course, it's music-based.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm trying to find some more information.
I'm seeing my IMDb stuff here. He's, 2005, yeah. Who have reviewed really well. People like this.
Yeah, it's a really good documentary. It's been a while since I've seen it.
Yeah.
Matt
Groening's in it? What's he doing in there?
Manic Depressive, that's right. Depressive.
What is the Simpsons / Futurama creator Matt Groening doing in this movie? Did they interview him for something? You must know him or something.
Yeah, they interviewed a lot of different people. He was, from what I remember, he kind of got popular in different crowds, but he kind of threw it all away.
Hmm.
From what I'm trying to remember the movie. I didn't watch it last night. This was kind of last minute scramble here. but it's a good documentary. So
give it a watch. To the list.
I will mark this one down. I love this kind of stuff, so I'm in.
Yeah.
You think the devil's all over the place? Like, is that the point of it?
No, he's manic. I don't believe so. But he has, like, if you look at the album or the movie art, that's something he drew. He does wacky, crazy album art.
All right.
And things.
All right.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't have all that information.
No, it's all good. All we need to know is it's streaming and we can get it, damn it. That's great.
Streaming, yep. He's a musical genius.
All right.
That just kind of shunned the industry, kind of went off and did his own thing, but he's hailed as brilliant.
As some of the geniuses end up doing.
Yeah, somebody that turned away from.
Mm-hmm.
And then the final one.
Yeah.
You probably, I love this movie. I just love it. I'm surprised you haven't film sacked it because it is. When was it made? I can't. I don't. 1989.
All right.
She-Devil.
Oh, yeah. She-Devil.
So Roseanne Barr and I love this movie Meryl so much. Streep.
Yes, yeah. Meryl Streep. what's his name?
Ed Begley Jr.
Ed Begley Jr. I haven't given you a butchered name in a while, so there you go.
Egg Begley
Jr.
Yeah.
So I have seen this movie a number of times, and I love it each time I watch it. And so Ed Begley Jr. Try saying it three times
Ed
fast.
Ed Begley Jr.
So his character's married to Roseanne. They have two kids. It's the typical, housewife, and she's kind of been, beaten down. And so she finally, she gets angry because her husband starts having an affair with Meryl Streep's character.
Yeah. another tough one, Streep.
When you do this at 8 a.m. in the morning with very little coffee, I get a little tongue-tied sometimes.
Yeah, that's all right. You need to try Unisom like me. See how that goes for you.
You know what? I took Unisom my entire, for 4 months of my pregnancy because it controlled my nausea.
Oh, did it really?
Yep. That's what it was originally created for.
Oh, weird.
Pregnant women.
Well, I have to admit, I haven't felt nauseated all night. So I guess that's something. I had no idea. That's weird. Oh, great. I took a pregnant woman pill. That's my problem, Brian.
Well, it's not a pregnant woman pill, but it was originally created for pregnant women.
For pregnant women. Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, they can market it all they want. They made that for pregnant women, and now I know it.
That's why the little pill rocks back and forth.
Well, and sleepiness was a side effect, so they thought, oh, we can rebrand it.
Great. Great. Turn the side effect into its main market. Wonderful.
Yeah. Right.
Anyway, sorry.
So She-Devil streaming on Amazon Prime. That's the only place you can watch that. Really funny, really clever.
Roseanne Barr is the devil, right?
No, well, no, nobody's just, a devil.
She's an angry housewife.
Oh, I thought it was like literally she was the devil or something.
No. Well, her husband thinks
her current IMDb picture is, she's looks like she's got some witch stuff going on there. Like the current IMDb photo.
Plus there's flames behind her. So I thought
You're talking about the movie poster.
Yeah. So I figured that meant she was like actually the devil.
She's a pissed off housewife.
I remember this being a thing, and the only thing I remember, I didn't see it, but I remember that Robin Leach was in it. Do I have that right?
He plays
himself. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Because
back when that mattered.
Meryl Streep, her character is a romance author and has this big lavish home, and she ends up bringing in Roseanne's kids to her home because she's now with her husband, and like her kids are horrible. They're just horrible. And it's to see her character break down into Roseanne's former self. It's just a funny movie.
Robin Leach, welcome to that guy. Remember that guy? Man, that guy. What a weirdo. Anyway.
So you know where Roseanne Barr was born, Scott?
Holiday, Utah.
In the Salt Lake City, in the Utah.
Yeah, she was she was born here.
Holiday specifically.
Yeah, raised here, a little suburb called Holiday. We used to drive when I was a lot younger, I guess high school age, when she was in stand up and doing stuff. We used to go by her house and act like that was a big deal, because it was two things. It was her and the guy Mike Lookingland, who played Bobby Brady.
Yeah,
he was from there also, same area, and we used to go dump it. We dumped his trash over once, and he was living there at the time. Because his career had kind of washed up, and he was outside smoking one time, and we dumped his trash, and he yelled and swore at us, and we got in the car and drove away. Well, we were kids.
No kidding. What are you doing?
Yeah, we were kids. You know, Bobby
How
Brady.
Old are you?
I was probably 17. You know,
growing a kid.
I was some a-hole kid.
You're not a kid.
Maybe it was Marsha.
Some teenage wiener. Teenage wiener. That's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Marsha, and then drive away.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Well, that's good. Was that three or two?
That was three.
That's three, because you did the documentary there in the middle.
Yeah, Devil and Daniel Johnston. And then She-Devil. By the way, speaking of Roseanne Barr, did either of you watch this season's Last Comic Standing?
No. She hosting?
She was one of the judges.
Oh.
Along with In Living Color Guy.
Wayans?
No, not Wayans. The guy that created it.
Oh, the creator guy.
Yeah.
The oldest brother.
Yeah, the oldest one.
Not Damon, not Keenan Ivory. No.
Yeah?
No, he's the younger one.
I don't know.
Damon was the oldest.
Anyway, the point of it was, it was a really good season of Last Comic Standing. It was not the typical what they've done in the past with all the stupid fake drama in the houses. They actually went out and found really good comics in the beginning, so you didn't have to sit through the torture of watching. And I hate that part. I don't know. There's something funny about it when it's music or singers.
Yeah.
It's not funny when it's comedians.
You feel
it's
really bad for them.
Painful when it's comedians.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they really approached it differently this season, and they brought Roseanne Barr in as a judge, and the judges were, I thought, really, like you could tell they were having an impact on their career, like giving them really good advice.
Well, a little Utah connection further with Roseanne Barr, when she comes here, and that she'll appear on like local radio stations and stuff for like promoting whatever she's doing, and she'll always talk about how she only really comes to Salt Lake to get Dunford donuts.
Complete
freak about those donuts.
Yeah. Oh, that's hilarious.
That is awesome.
She loves them. So, yeah. And she's supposed to, I really like her now. She used to grate on me big time. Mm-hmm. My mother does a dead perfect Roseanne Barr impression, by the way. If you ever can get it out of her, you'll be blown away that my mom can do it so well. She's so good at it. And it's kind of Roseanne era Roseanne Barr, like the Roseanne show thing. Yeah. Like she was kind of her penguin phase.
I'll get you, Batman.
That's right. She does a really good job at that. Anyway, these are all fine recommendations. Yeah. I recommend people check it out. Nicole, anything else going on before the big trip? Anything you want people to be paying attention to?
Honestly, Dragon Con is the only thing I'm thinking about right now. I got an episode of Nerd Parents coming out. Nerd Parents is not canceled, people.
I don't know how people got this yesterday. I said, oh, the episode I'm going to be on Nerd Parents got canceled today. Looks like there's some, somebody sick in the household.
Yeah, Mateo was sick yesterday.
And so somebody ran with it and went, I heard the show got canceled.
Like, you have control at a kid.
No, like I would ever did. Like I'd ever say that in the first place. It's the weirdest thing.
Sorry, you're just not pulling on the ratings we want here on the Frogcast.
Yeah, sorry. You're out.
Just go talk to the WB.
Yeah.
CW is looking for us.
Hang out your desk. Yeah. No, it doesn't work that way, folks. And then that show's still rad. So anyway, there's a new one up now, though, yeah?
No, I'm editing it right now. It should be up either today or tomorrow.
Editing.
And then we'll record, hopefully next. I'll record another one next week. I don't know if you can make it, but we're going to record no matter what.
I should be able to. That should work.
So, Nicole, so Dragon Con question for you.
Yes.
When do rooms go on sale for 2015 for the Hilton?
Right now.
Oh, really? So they're already reserving them?
I'll forward you the email.
Oh, please do, because I'm 2015. I'm in. I only go to Dragon Con in odd numbered years.
He only goes on years when new Star Wars movies are coming out.
That's seriously right. Bummed that you're not going to be there, Brian.
I'm bummed I'm not going to be there either. But this was such a, and not just Las Vegas, but there were so many trips that I did have this year, like conventions and family things, and
I get it,
stuff like that.
Believe me.
Yeah. But I'll see you. But I'll see you in a couple months at BlizzCon.
Yeah, BlizzCon's coming up too.
Yeah. I think all four of us are going to be Brian Ibbett, because I don't think I got names changed in time.
Oh, great.
I feel better now. Okay. We just all have to meet and then get our badges together.
You know what's funny is I always have to play this game where I have no ticket until I find out whether Blizzard is giving us instance tickets or not. It always happens every year.
Look at you.
And it's always last minute. It's always last minute, too. So we're like all the way up to the wire. I've already got this expensive hotel reserved. All this planning and flight and everything's all done. But I don't know if I have tickets until like a month ahead.
Wow.
I hate it.
I couldn't live like that. I couldn't do it.
It's no way to live. It's no way to live.
Brian, I will tell you that I got a room at one of the big hotels downtown just last week. So the secret is it's closer. You just call.
Oh, stuff opens up probably because people like me change their mind. They can't go or whatever.
Exactly. So it's not that big of a deal.
Wow. All right. Well, I'm still going to bet.
But it's not it's not the rates, because, I think the rates are much lower if you book in advance versus waiting until the last minute.
I can't believe you can get them right now. That's crazy. I thought it was at least had to be a year. But forward me that email when you get a chance and I'm in for 2015.
You guys want a Quizzler?
A what? Oh, yeah. Give us a Quizzler.
Oh, yeah.
Think about the Quizzlers.
Yeah. No, I keep forgetting. Go ahead.
I love these.
So this is one that I found, and I went with the theme. So here you go. See if you can guess what this is.
All right.
Hello, Catherine. We must talk.
Oh, my God.
God? God is love. I don't love you.
Wow.
Ooh.
Go toward the light, Carol Ann. I don't know.
Is that Rosemary's Baby? No, I guess because then he would have called her Rosemary.
Nope.
Is it?
It's been a past recommendal.
It has been?
And it's been on FilmSack.
Oh,
gosh, really?
Is it?
That's the worst part.
Is it The Omen?
Nope.
Is it?
You want me to give you the devil's name?
Yes.
The actor who plays the devil?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Viggo.
Mortensen?
Oh, is it Ghostbusters 2?
No.
Oh.
Not. No, it's oh gosh.
Do you want me to play the clip again?
No, it won't help me.
Quick,
Ah, crap. Give us another hint.
I don't know. It has a sequel. It has actually, I think, a couple of...
It has a couple of sequels?
Yeah.
Oh, geez. I have no idea.
The first one was the best one.
Brian, what do you... I have no idea.
Nothing.
Here, I'll play it one more time.
All right.
Hello, Catherine. We must talk.
Oh, my God.
God? God is love. I don't love you.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what we've seen from film set because I was thinking it was
that angels, devils.
Yeah, it was the one with the angels that come to Earth.
Yeah.
I didn't think we saw that for Film Sack. The one with the faces elongating.
You did not see the prophecy for Film Sack.
Oh. Wait. Oh, Viggo Mortensen's not in that, though.
Yes, he is. He plays the devil.
That's the prophecy?
He plays the devil.
Wait. I'm thinking of Christopher Walken.
Christopher Walken is not the devil. He's an angel.
Oh, it was like Gabriel or something, right?
I don't remember. Hold on, where's Viggo Mortensen? That. Yeah, you're right. I forgot he was in that.
Yeah. Did we see? We saw the prophecy too. We saw the sequel.
Oh, that's right. We saw the sequel. There was no Viggo in that. And in that one, Walken was a bad guy.
He was kind of a bad guy in the first one too.
Yeah. That's it. That's it. That's why. No Viggo.
Oh, very good.
Sorry, I thought you.
Still, that's a good one.
That's all right. No, that was a good heart. We want these to be hard. We don't want to be easy.
Yeah.
I give us a, and I give Nicole a. There you go. Nicely done. Nicole.
Still like my Ghostbusters 2 guess. I think that was.
That was pretty awesome.
Stay out of trouble. I'll see you tonight for a final score and set fire to your hair. I don't know what that means. Bye now.